There is no mountain peak that reaches 1 inch higher than God desires. And there's no valley that dips beneath the limit God set for it. There is no ocean that travels one grain of sand too far on the shore than what God has ordained for it to flow. We've been getting our hearts and minds in the season of Thanksgiving by pulling apart Psalm 104. And at this point, the psalm writer directs our hearts and minds and our eyes to consider the stability and sovereignty of God in establishing boundaries for the formation of the earth. Listen to what the Word of God says. Psalm 104, verses 5 through 8. He set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains, and at your rebuke they fled. At the sound of your thunder they took flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass. The earth can never be moved 1 inch by anyone or any power that is not ordained by Yahweh God. And notice how the psalmist describes how God put the water on the earth. It says that he covered the water with much like a mother might snap a blanket on her child's bed. In other words, it was no problem for God to do such a thing. It was easy for him. Now, if it was easy for God to cover the earth with deep and churning waters, and if it was easy for him to set the earth on its foundation so that it would never be moved, thus showcasing his strength and stability, is it any problem for him to steady your life? In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, Jesus gives the illustration of a house built on a rock versus a house built on sand. The rains came down, the floods came up, and the winds beat against the house. You see the picture here, don't you? The pressures of life that come at you from every possible angle, from above, from below, and from outside and from within. How do you survive in life when that's going on around you? How do you maintain stability and sanity? Well, you build your life upon the rock. And what is that rock? Well, Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. But notice what else the psalmist says about God's power. At his command, when God said, go, the water did exactly what God wanted the water and the mountains to do. The mountains rose up, the valleys sank down to the exact place that our God had appointed for it. And we see this power on display in a similar situation in the Gospel of Mark. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus and some of his disciples were on the water. A storm blew up and the sea became chaotic. And Mark writes that Jesus awoke and rebuked the wind and said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Could it be that the God who rebuked the waters in Psalm 104 is the same God who rebuked the wind and the waves in Mark chapter 4? Absolutely. Listen, if the God of the universe can set the earth on an unshakable foundation and can bring peace out of chaos, then why wouldn't you go to Him, press into Him, rely upon Him, and depend upon Him, and bow down and worship Him? Today, please pray for Justin Burdick and his family, our missionaries in Mississippi. And also remember the Bacol Ware LifeWord broadcast heard in the Philippines.